Now, there's an intriguing documentary showing this week at the Galway Film Flap, next Wednesday to be precise. It's about a film director called Roger Corman, who spent several years in Connemara making all kinds of movies. Let's just say it was a very interesting time. TV director Brian Redden has made this documentary and he's here now to tell us more. Brian, TV documentary person, now with that hat on as opposed to the usual one. Tell us the Roger Corman story, first of all.
Well, Roger Corman is probably one of the most famous B-movie producer directors in the history of cinema. Roger Corman is renowned for discovering new talent. He started off people, directors like Francis Ford Coppola, Martin Scorsese, Jonathan Demme, Ron Howard. They all got their very first movie break with Roger Corman.
You just mentioned the biggest bunch in Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And actors like Jack Nicholson, Bruce Stern, Sylvester Stallone, Robert De Niro, all got their big breaks with Roger Corman. Roger Corman was renowned for making cheap B-movies, kind of exploitation films with titles like Swamp Women and The Beast with a Million Eyes and Caveman and Prehistoric. All this
did you watch all these for the documentary?
I did.
Were you a fan already, Brian?
I was a fan of... He kind of made a big name for himself when he adapted the works of Edgar Allan Poe and did films like The Pit and the Pendulum, The Mask of the Red Death and things like that. They were really good. They were actually really good movies. But his most famous film that people would probably know is The Little Shop of Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors was made into a musical then with Steve Martin, but the original starred Jack Nicholson. And this is this really sums up the way Corman works. Corman, a friend of his came to him and says, you know what, I have an office, it's a dentist's office and we're knocking it down on Monday. It's free for the weekend. And he goes, really? I could make a movie there. He said, well, you've only got 3 days and we're knocking it down. He goes, I bet you $50 we could make a movie in 3 days. And he did. And the movie was Little Shop of Horrors featuring Jack Nicholson. So he makes these cheap movies that were made for drive-in cinema, cheap exploitation flicks, usually with women in peril, monsters, aliens, all that kind of stuff. So he was really, really famous. And a guy for very famous as a man who spotted talent, who gave fellas their break and gave them a chance.
What years are we talking about just in terms of like the prolific side of
his 50s, really. The 1950s, 50s. The mid-1950s were his big thing. From about 55, 56 onwards was when he started to make the Poe films. And in the early 60s then, he started to discover kind of the new Hollywood. The Jonathan Demme's, the Peter Bogdanovich got a start with him, Francis Ford Coppola. And in fact, it was Francis Ford Coppola who kind of brought him to Ireland in the first place. And it's kind of interesting. Roger Corman, he directed an awful lot of films. And then he stopped directing in the 70s. But before then, he was directing a film called The Young Racers, which was about a racing film set around the Grand Prix. And he followed the Grand Prix all over Europe. And he ended up in Liverpool, where the Grand Prix ended in 1963. And he finished early. He had 3 weeks left. So he had a crew for 3 weeks. And he didn't want to pay them, you know, to go home early. He didn't want to change the flight. So he decided, look, I've got 3 weeks. We may as well make another movie. So the union laws wouldn't allow him to work the crew in London, in England rather. So he got on a ferry and went from Holyhead to Dublin and said, right, we're going to make a film in Ireland. He went to his assistant at the time, who was Francis Ford Coppola, who'd only directed maybe a couple of small little really bad movies at that point. And he said to him, write me a film. Coppola sat down and in one night in his hotel room, banged out the script for a horror movie called Dementia 13, which Corman then told him, you've got 3 weeks to make that. You've got to make it in Ireland. Simple as that. Coppola made his very first film, directed his very first major feature film here in Ireland, shot it out in Ardmore Studios. He used Irish locations, Irish actors. He used the crew from the Abbey Theatre to make it and made Dementia 13. So that was the very first time Corman worked in Ireland in 1963. Then he came back in 1970. There was a film made here in the late 60s called The Blue Max with George Peppard. And it was a World War I flying picture. Yeah. Using a lot of airplanes, obviously. And those airplanes were here and they were in the Weston Aerodrome. Corman found out they were here and said, wow, all those airplanes are still there from the Blue Max. What can I do with them? So he quickly wrote a script on the Red Baron. It was called Von Rickenhoffen Brown. And he came here in 1970 and made that film here. So he had a history of coming to Ireland to make cheap films. So he'd been here twice, made two films here, and his wife was a big fan of Ireland. She'd produced Da, the movie that Martin Sheen, based on the Hugh Leonard play. Yeah. So a lot of links with Ireland. So then what happened was in the 90s, there was rumours that the European Union were going to impose a tax on American filmmakers who came to Europe to make films. So the idea was, if you were bringing in a big, big budget American movie, we were going to tax you for it and get a slice of the pie. Corman said, well, I'm not having any of that. So he started to look around Europe to find a place where he could establish a base. Thereby, he wouldn't have to pay those taxes. At the same time, Michael D. Higgins was the Minister for Arts, Culture and the Gaeltacht, and he was looking to bring film into Ireland. So the two of them met.
It was now on Tuachtarán.
Exactly. Yeah. The two of them met, they hit it off. Michael D. brought him over to Ireland, said, look, we'll give you a plot down in Connemara. And if you do it in the Gaeltacht, and if you use Irish speakers, we'll give you another grant. So he got a grant from the Department of Arts. He got a grant from Udus na Gael to use Irish speakers. And in 1995, Roger Corman arrives in Tully, in just near Ballynahown in Connemara, establishes his studio down there, and starts employing people who have never made a motion picture before. Within 6 weeks, he's starting to roll on his first film, which is an action martial arts film starring Don the Dragon Wilson. And there was a cast and a crew, I think, of 48 people on that movie. Three of them had worked on a film before.
Hold on, it sounds like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. He never wavered. He was always Mad Roger Corman by the sound of it.
He was. He was always kind of... He always tried something new. He always tried something different. Like when motion pictures got really expensive to make, he said he moved into video. And when video started to fall off, he's gone onto the internet now. So he's always moving.
You
he's
mean like direct to video or direct to
yeah,
internet?
Yeah, direct to video. That's
what is he now? 200?
He's 88 years of age now, and he's still making films.
Wait, okay, can I just ask about the movies? Let's just go right back here. Like, yeah. Let's get some quality control here. Are they so bad they're good? Are they so daft they're crazy? Or are they so midnight they're like only a certain cult following and therefore they're cool, man?
I think, are you talking about the ones you made in Ireland?
I
think they fall into the category of so bad that they're good. I think right. That's the category. Okay. Some of his stuff is genuinely good, like his Edgar Allan Poe adaptations, The Pit and the Pendulum, The Mask of the Red Death, The Tomb of Ligeia. Very, very good films. He made a very famous film called The Intruder with William Shatner, which was about white supremacists going down to kind of stir the pot in the southern states of America. And it was really, really strong and really, really good movie. But apart from that, he made some biker films. He produced A Trip with Jack Nicholson. And they were all interesting. But apart from that, they were genuinely movies about prehistoric women, usually on Mars and usually being chased by a beast with a million eyes.
I'm going to take a wild guess as how many movies he's made. 150?
No, he's credited with close to 500 motion pictures. As a producer and a director. Now, the ones he made in Ireland. So he's there for 5 years in Connemara from 1995 to 2000. And he makes 20 feature films. He's making a film every 21 weeks he's turning out a film. That's from the very conception of the film right through to releasing the movie. So he's turning out movies with a budget of about $1.5 million. And he starts bringing in, you know, stars who are either on their way up or on their way down. So people like Don the Dragon Wilson, who was a 16-time world martial arts kickboxing champion. He made two movies there, one of which the plot I'll tell you in a second, which was the most bizarre plot you've ever heard. He brought in people like James Brolin, directed and acted in a movie there. And his young son, Josh, features in the film. It's a very, very early role
for him. Is Josh married to Barbara Streisand?
James is married to Barbara Streisand. Right, she came in a private jet. Sony, or one of the record companies, brought her in a private jet, and she landed in Galway and to no paparazzi and to no fanfare whatsoever. She stayed in a small cottage out in Connemara. She ate locally. She shopped locally, and nobody hassled her. And she was there for 21 weeks making this film with James Brolin. Other people who came over were Corbin Bernson from LA Law. Fine. Alexander Paul, who was in Baywatch, a lot of Baywatch actors. David Chocolatey from Baywatch came over. Roy Scheider was there. David Carradine made two movies there. Patsy Kensit made a film there. So he had some really interesting actors. And some actors who weren't famous at the time, like Paul Bettany, he made a film with Jonathan Pryce called The Suicide Club. But so the quality of the actors that came in from America were pretty good. They then used a lot of Irish actors to beef up the cast, most of which had great difficulty mastering the American accent. And also, they had to make Connemara look like America. So for some reason they decided that Connemara looked like Maine because there was a lot of trees there and we'll get away with Maine. So all of them are set in Maine. They're all set. But by now and again you'll find like Waterford or Galway College, for example, steps in for the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia. And all the guys fighting Don the Dragon Wilson are from the local karate club.
Which movie would that be now? The Beast with 1 Million Eyes.
Beast with 1 Million Eyes was one he made in the States. The best one he made over here was one called Moving Target. And that starred Don. Well, his movies had titles like this. There was Knocking on Death's Door, The Haunting of Hell House, Suicide Club, The Unspeakable, Criminal Affairs. But the great one was called Moving Target. This is one of his better ones. One of his so bad it's good ones. This starred Don the Dragon Wilson as a guy who fell in love with an Irish girl over the internet. He decides to come to Ireland to meet her, and in order to impress her boss, because her boss is giving her time off work, he buys him a 6-pack of Beamish. Little does he know that the IRA have hidden the firing pins for nuclear weapons in the 6-pack of Beamish, and he inadvertently takes that 6-pack and is then pursued by the IRA to get the firing pins back.
I gotta see that.
That's the plot.
What's it called again?
It's called Moving Target.
Right, Moving
with
Target.
With Don the Dragon Wilson.
Okay.
So you had lots of movies like that with really bizarre...
Are we talking feature-length movies here?
Yeah, you're talking films that were 90 minutes long, films that were pre-sold, so the budgets were usually, as I say, $1.5 million, but Corman never lost a dime. He famously wrote a book called How He Made 100 Movies in Hollywood and never lost a dime. Of the 20 movies he made in Connemara, I think one might have broken even. The rest all made money. They were pre-sold. Usually some of them got theatrical releases. Most of them were sold where either direct to video or sold to Showtime in America, right, which was a big cable channel in America who'd pre-bought the movies.
Yeah, but hold on, you mentioned an awful lot of famous names, right? Behind the screen, directors, etc., yeah, and particularly actors as well. An astonishing amount that have come through the kind of school of Roger Corman, if you like. Now, in your documentary called It Came From Connemara, which is screening next Wednesday at 3 o'clock, is that right?
3 o'clock
in the Town Hall Theatre in Galway, as part of the Galway Film Flap, which opens on Tuesday. And within that documentary, do you have any of the kind of, were you able to get a few words from any of the famous names, or is it not about that, is it?
No, it is, it is. It's very much, I mean, first of all, the focus was the Irish crew who worked with him and the people who knew nothing about movie making and who got a chance to progress through the ranks. But at the same time, these movies wouldn't have been made if those stars weren't in it. So, first of all, and most importantly, we got Roger Corman himself. Corman is difficult to get to do interviews.
Where did you get him?
In his offices in Los Angeles.
Right.
So went to Los Angeles twice actually to get him, because the first time we went out, he cancelled on us. We had to go a second time to get him. But got him, managed to get him. So we interviewed Corman out in LA. We've also interviewed James Brolin's in it. Corbin Bernson from LA Law is in it. Don the Dragon is in it. Alexander Paul from Baywatch is in it. So all those, they're all in it. Yeah, they're all featured in the documentary. But as I say, and a lot of the cast and crew from Connemara are also in it. But Corman is kind of like the, you know, he's the backbone of the documentary, because, you know, it was him who set it up. It was him who brought those big names over, and he saw the whole thing through. And he was really gracious, I have to say. With it, he's 88 years of age now. He's still working. He's still making movies for the Sci-Fi Channel.
The kinds of movies you're talking about here, they had a serious front row seat kind of movies in the 50s, didn't they?
Yeah, the movies that he made in the States, certainly. Because, yeah, I mean, like I say, he started off people like Scorsese, right? Scorsese made Boxcar Bertha with him. And Robert De Niro starred in Bloody Mama, which was a major film with Shelley Winters playing the lead. These were big movies. These are movies that got... Like, that's he was making the kind of movies that... you know, that's Spielberg and George Lucas were making before they made them. He was making monster movies before Spielberg made Jaws. He was making movies set in space before Lucas made Star Wars, you know. So, and like I say, even like James Cameron, for example, started off with him. He made Battle Beyond the Stars, is another film that people might remember. But these were movies with actors like George Peppard and Robert Vaughn, good big, you know, big name stars, marquee names that played really well. And they used to play as second features or double features in drive-in cinemas.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So that used to work a lot. So if you went to see a drive-in back in the 50s, you went to see two movies. So they were usually linked in some... by some kind of theme or actor, and he would supply you with at least one of those.
All right, well, look, brilliant. Good man, Brian. You've sold it to me anyway. I definitely want to see it. I want to see some of the movies too. I'd love to see Swamp Women and the Beast with 1 million eyes.
Yeah, they're not very least, good. You'd see them in a night. That'd be a nice double bill.
It'd be a nice double bill, all right, yeah. And all the stuff. And you mentioned the local karate schools who supplied kids to look like assassins, and dead cats who were frozen and used as props because they couldn't afford stuffed ones.
They had a crazy time. They had to be inventive, you know.
All right, you can find it all out. It is Tuesday, first of all, is when the Fla opens, but Wednesday is when your movie is on. It Came From Connemara, that's what it's called, of course, with two exclamation marks.
It's very important. Do not forget the exclamation
Absolutely.
Marks.
And it's screening, as I say, on Wednesday next, the 9th of July, 3 o'clock in the Town Hall Theatre in Galway. Brian Redden, good man. It's the Roger Corman documentary.